This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Kyle Mady with us here today. I sent you an article that I found interesting from The Atlantic sometime last week with TikTok and how we used to talk about midlife crisis, right? You know, the guy would buy the Corvette or do the thing, you know, like when he was facing sort of his mortality.
Yeah.
Now the kids have something that they call a quarter life crisis, and they're running.
I'm okay with the marathon thing. I hadn't heard of the quarter life.
That's because you're not on TikTok.
Thing. Yeah, I'm not.
You're not at their level.
TikTok.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you sent that in, like, the participation of people under the age of 20 is, like, shot up the last couple of years for people running marathons.
Well, just that and training and running and filming themselves running and doing the whole thing. But the quarter life crisis is their phrase, not mine.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was in the article.
Well, why wait till you're 50?
So
just go ahead and have the anxiety now.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I think sometimes starting to become comfortable being uncomfortable doing something, running or active. And
sure, but they showed you, like, in 2019, only 15% of the people who finished the New York City Marathon were in their 20s.
Yeah.
You're right.
And it went up a couple points.
It went up 4 points to 19%. Los Angeles went up to 28%. So there's definitely a trend there that wasn't there just a few years ago.
Yeah. No, that's great. Young people are running.
Yeah. I thought you might figure out a way to sell shoes to them. I don't know. Sorry.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I think we are. I think it's going to... We're selling some shoes.
I'm just saying, they're definitely, like, numbers across the U.S., not just, like, East Coast, West Coast. I mean, you know, where I was surprised at those numbers. I mean, I would have guessed a lot more than 15% in 2019 of the New York City Marathon runners would have been in their 20s.
I still race my bike every once in a while, but the age category for the young people is very, very slim. So there's a lot of guys in their 40s that fill out the races anymore.
I think cycling's maybe even a little more obscure than a marathon.
Yeah, and it's
expensive.
Wouldn't
you have guessed there would have been more people in their 20s running in a marathon than 15% of the entire race?
I probably would have guessed
27,
higher.
27, 28, yeah.
I would have guessed higher. Is this did they used to have higher numbers and they're waning? Or has been this way?
I guess it's always been this way because they're saying historically it's trend.
As you get older.
Yeah.
And there used to be this stigma that you couldn't even run one until you were older because your body couldn't handle it too.
What?
So, yeah. There's like
opposite of every piece of science we have at our fingertips.
I'm telling you, that's what it was.
Like, well, they had the women that they were limited to the 800 meter race because their bodies couldn't hold up to it.
Yeah, that was the mentality. So it's taken a little while. So you're saying, like, the trend, the TikTok, the people videoing doing the dropping them on the Instagram. And yeah, I think, like, listen, we've crossed into fashion and fitness and athleisure.
Yeah,
and,
no, the phrase quarter-life crisis marathon is a thing. I mean, that is used, regularly as people are, it's just everything's different, and it always is, it's just what we do as people. We evolve, you know, good, bad, whatever.
Yeah.
So there are more younger people that are, I think, in the market for a pair of shoes that will help them in their journey to do this,
or
several pairs.
Really cool.
And they look really cool.
Yeah, so it's like icing on the cake. So
there
it's
you go.
All clicking right now.
You got everything.
So, yeah.
Do you see any younger people, like, in this category, like, milling around your shop? Not like, I need new shoes for my running class, or, like, just coming to because it's fashionable, or is that pop through much yet?
They'll know that we carry, like, a certain brand and want to see some of those brands. So, yeah, they ask for specific brands and things. So, or they come in with it on their phone and already kind of know.
Yeah.
So we do that too, but we also do the whole fit process and guide them in the correct way too.
Yep. So. Okay. So also in the article, which was interesting to me, is, like, you know, it's harder to buy your first home. You know, kids are getting married later, if getting married, like, the markers of maturity, you know, have kind of changed. And this trend and this kind of thing is, like, falling into their lives because I can train to do this.
It's something they can control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can afford a little easier. So
yeah,
yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I got a kid that's like 25. He ran a half marathon like 2 years ago. So it's like exactly, just wanted to see what he could do. Put himself in a little uncomfortable. Situation. Do the training and go through the whole phase and all that. So. So speaking of marathons and half marathons, Champaign was this past weekend.
Yeah, they had a little difficulty.
Friday night got they didn't pull it off, but Saturday ended up being okay.
I felt bad for them. You know, they sent out a lot of emails to the media and stuff trying to get information to participants because, you know, basically Friday they were told because of a protest that was taking place on campus that all their police resources were pulled.
Yeah. And they've had issues, like this is the first year that they had the marathon back in 5 years because of resources to pull that off. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty
But
rough.
They got everything on Saturday, though.
Everything went off fine Saturday.
Yeah.
Windy, a little warm, but I think most of the times I saw everybody did pretty good. Our training program went over there and crushed it. So, yeah, they got it off, and it turned out really well.
Well, congratulations to all those that were involved. All right, you've got a bunch of stuff coming up. Is the birthday party this Saturday?
Okay, so this Saturday we have a run going on. 10K.
Oh, the birthday fun run.
Fun run.
Okay, got it.
Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So you can still sign up, and it's a free 10K, which is 6.2 miles.
Why does this world continually use the K instead of the M?
Because it's our 10-year anniversary, so if we did 10 miles, I don't know how many people would show up, but 10K you can still...
No, I meant just in how we... Oh. We tried the metric system here back in the 1970s.
Yeah, they still do for some runs. I mean, like, they do 5Ks and 10Ks.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. But that's a very unique world that's the only one that uses that.
26.2 miles. I don't know. Dude, it's... Yeah.
And aren't triathlons done by miles?
Yes. Yeah, so the sprint ones are like the 20K usually bike ride and then a 5K run. So the swims and yeah, dude, I don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, do you remember when we tried the metric system here for just like about 6 months? Like the United States decided to do it and then they went, no, we're out.
Yeah.
It's like new Coke. Old plug.
No, some triathlons are like 1,500 meter swim, a 20K bike and a 5K run. Oh, yeah. No, it's all over.
Okay. So 10K is 6.2 miles.
Yes. So that's this Saturday at 8 a.m. And there's a ton of stuff going on Saturday. Milliken University has a bunch of things going on campus. They're actually closing down Oakland for a little bit from like 12 to 6 over by the store. So just be aware of that. You got to sneak in a different way.
So what are they doing?
One of the fraternities is doing like an art show or something like that. Yeah. It's a pretty... small thing going on with them, but you know, we gave them permission to close the road down and see what goes on there.
So. All right. Then Saturday, May 18th is the Rock Springs Ramble.
Yeah. The Conservation Foundation puts this event on. It's been going on for a couple of years now. So in a couple of weeks, you can do like a 5K run, walk, or a quarter mile kids fun run. So there you get both units of measure in there.
Yeah.
So that's going on. And then May 22nd on a Wednesday evening is
that's
our
the
party.
Big party.
Yeah.
All right. Stick tight. I got to take a break. Can you stick around a little extra? We were a little late getting to you because we've got a lot to cover, including Miami Grand Prix. The F1 circus is coming to the USA for their first trip this year in the new season. And I'm excited just because of time zone.
Just selfish.
Selfish.
Well, watch it 2 a.m.
I don't think it's just me. I think there's more than a few
my
people.
My mom said, oh, so it'll be on at a regular time. I go, that's exactly right.
That's exactly right. We'll get into that. Nick's got your forecast. We'll be back with more. Kyle May in studios from FleetFeetDecaturIL.com.
Today, sunny with a high of 78. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight. Some increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Wednesday, small chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 80. And for Thursday, 40% chance of showers, mostly sunny, and a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:54.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loke, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive. The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit llcu.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The Toto?
Of course.
Of course. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. We got about a minute and a half for the top of the hour. Then I want you to stick around. We'll talk a little bit about the F1 race coming up. You've got the Memorial Day fun run coming up.
It's May tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So Memorial Day's in like a month. So we're doing a run that morning. So wearing red, white, and blue, 1 mile walk or 3 mile run, or five. This is a free event, and we're taking donations for local veterans.
Okay. Do you think you guys are just a little disrespectful to the walkers, like that they're not smart enough to figure out the whole K thing, so you give it to them in miles?
Dude, I don't know. Somebody else started it. We're just following along.
For the school, we'll be having a 5K. For the rest of you, it was a 1.2 like, mile walk.
It would be one. Anyway, it would be like a.
That's fascinating to me. All right, let's tease them to a little bit more, but on the other side of the top of the hour, the Big Fleet Feet anniversary party. You're doing a luau.
Yeah,
I love. Now I've been to several luau's, actual luau's.
Okay, well I don't think we're roasting a pig or anything.
Not underground.
We're gonna have a taco truck, and we're doing some fun shirts. I got some custom 10th anniversary mugs on the way. So you can buy a glass for like $10 and get some specials on drinks.
All right. Hang on.
Okay.
We'll tease this. Get your coconut bra ready to go.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. We'll talk about the Miami Grand Prix, which is coming up this weekend. I'm so excited. I feel like we've got these like 2 week shifts of like just waiting for another F1 race. But it's here. And including a sprint race. We'll tell you all about it with Kyle May, Nick Smith. I'm Brian Byers. News is next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, it's really interesting. Not only did I not have a quarter-life crisis, I've yet to have a midlife crisis. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. What are you want in a different car or something? Or?
No, I'm just, all my life. You know, you hear about a midlife crisis.
Yeah. I should be getting there.
I'm past there. I mean, I feel like I missed it somewhere on the road. Didn't see the signs.
What's it supposed to look like?
I don't know. Didn't you? I mean, haven't you always Dog, yeah, you're going to get to a point where you buy a Corvette and like Big Lou Trading and his trophy wife.
He's like you.
He's like you. He's on meds too.
Used to be on wife number two.
I love those ads.
He got edited.
I love those ads. Those are great ads.
Right. I don't know why I should know who Big Lou is. But
we both immediately knew.
Yep. His marketing's effective.
Yes, it is. It's a national. It runs on our sports station all the time.
Ah.
Big Lou's got your life insurance for you.
That's right.
Okay. So we're back here with Kyle. We didn't have quite time to get all this stuff in, so we asked him to stay around for a little bit to talk about this. You got more events that are coming, the Big Run in June, and we'll get to those as the weeks get a little closer, because sometimes it just sounds like too much, right?
Yeah,
I think people go, I'm exhausted even listening.
Yeah.
The big anniversary party, get your... Now, what are you inviting people to... What do you want them to wear?
Like a Hawaiian shirt type of thing, like a coconut bra. That's what I'm, a t-shirt though. And then we're going to have some shirts available.
So you have a facsimile of a coconut bra.
Yeah, they were wanting me to like shave a coconut bra. Anyway.
Okay.
Too much.
I'm uncomfortable.
That's a lot of shaving. So luau type theme, and we're going to have some shirts available there too. So we're still working out
shirts.
Yeah, like you can buy t-shirts with the the bright colors, like the blues and greens and yellows and stuff.
Okay.
And with our 10-year anniversary logo on it.
All right. We're expecting free merch. You know that ahead of time.
Pint glass is coming, so I'll hook you guys up.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, I don't drink a lot of beer.
You can drink anything out
of
it. You don't have to drink beer.
I like to drink OJ out of pint glasses because you can see it, the color.
Okay. Yeah,
I enjoy it.
So, we're working on a couple more details. I have a management meeting today.
May 22nd.
Yeah, at Door 4 Brewing.
At Door 4, right out the window here.
Yep.
At 5 o'clock.
Real close to us over by Milliken.
Yeah.
5 to 8 p.m., probably
a little
door
later. Door 4. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the place where you do the Santa Run.
That's right.
Yes. No, that way.
And free coffee smells while you're there.
Yes.
And then we're renting the game room, so you can play pinball and skee ball.
Are you going to do any fire dancing?
Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've not researched everything, so sure. Fire it up.
I would say you just admitted
incredibly dangerous.
So this is probably not going to be close to your Hawaiian trip.
Yeah, I'd say it's safe like you didn't
Central
research
Illinois
it if you
luau.
Didn't come across fire. That's in the first paragraph. Yeah. He just threw a name on it.
Listen, I just want some beers and like have a good time, and
that's what it is.
Yeah.
It'll be good at that.
We're going to have a couple of our shoe vendors there. We aren't doing a run or anything with it. We're just like having a good time. You can try some shoes on if you want. Swag.
Right.
Can you buy them there if the vendor, is there inventory or is it just no?
No.
You just know what you like and
You can try it. And then
is there food?
Yeah. We're going to have a
taco truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a luau truck available anywhere around here.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You seem a little defensive about this. I didn't come up with the word luau.
And then I think we're going to have other snacks and things like that too.
Okay.
So the girls that work for me wanted to do like a theme with it. So we're having fun with it.
All right.
So. Themes are fun. It changes the whole thing. So there you go.
Are you going to have Lay's?
Yep. Isn't that the...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do all that stuff.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Heather's all over it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. So May 22nd, just like if you've been a customer, if you haven't been a customer...
Everyone's invited.
Yeah, you can swing by, have a drink with us, and 10 years. Actually, I think May 1st we opened.
Congratulations.
So. Yeah.
10 years is a big deal. First 10 years, your hardest, right? When you're trying to establish a small business.
Yeah.
All right. Memorial Day fun run and all of that we'll talk about next week. Let's talk about some product. The Saucony was my first running shoe.
Yep. That's a run specialty brand that does pretty well. It's not available a lot of other places. So, yeah, it fits that.
It's probably not as known as, but very comfortable and very lightweight and kind of middle of the road, right?
They have kind of a middle of the road, I would say. And then they have some more elite, faster shoes.
No, I don't mean like pricing. I just meant like as far as, fitting feet and, I mean, they're not like way out there like some of the other brands are in different ways. I mean, they're just sort of I think good for a lot of people.
Yeah. The Triumph fits that category in the guide. And then they have like a faster Endorphin collection that has like plated shoes and stuff like that. And we carry one of those too. So they have a little bit of both. So like we have some that the younger kids.
The quarter life crisis people.
The Saucony Speed is like it fits that category. It's like a plated shoe, like $170.
Yeah, but the new Triumph is out.
The new Triumph is awesome. It's like super high cushion, uses a full high super critical foam underneath your foot. So it's like super, super comfortable. The colorways are great on it. We got like a women's, like mostly white with like a little, just a shade of color on it that looks awesome. So yeah, those are brand new and new up. Yeah, they're official tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a couple in the store.
May 1st. Okay, there we go. And then Ultra is a brand too that I don't think a lot of people were familiar with.
So Ultra is a very niche company. So their whole shtick was zero drop. So the shoes, like the front and the back height. So you have like a natural foot gate whenever you're
walking. The benefit or not of that?
It's debatable. So it says it just helps with the natural foot strike whenever you're walking or running.
Okay.
And then they have a very wide toe box on them because of that too, because as your foot's like more relaxed, your toes spread out. So that's kind of their shtick. Well, they came out with a whole run of these new experience shoes that are wide toe box, like everybody likes, but a lift in the back. So it just has just a little bit. So okay, it's a little less strain on your Achilles, because sometimes a zero drop puts too much strain on it. So just a 4mm offset.
Something that you midlife crisis people probably want to avoid.
Yeah. So they had one last year and it's done really well, but now they have like they have a new neutral one that we just got in, actually just showed up yesterday, that looks awesome. And then they have a one with some stability, and then they have a trail one.
Very cool.
So the trail, we staggered the other ones. The trail one we'll have this fall.
All right. Lululemon Rabbit, Goodr Tifosi sunglasses. Now, this is an interesting thing to me, because you're starting the ordering process like literally for spring of next year.
Yeah.
That's impossible to believe in a world as it exists today, that you're literally picking out what you're going to have in your shop a year from now.
Yeah, I have
taste, fashion. Yeah. Like, I mean, all of it changes on a dime.
Yes. And I've done this for a while. The bike industry was a little tighter on schedule of when they would show you stuff to whenever it rolls out. But yeah, the run and clothing industry too. They do stuff like a year or more in advance is when you do your orders. Yeah, we have everything in the system ordered for new updates and new product through the end of the year already. So next week I'll go to a little rep show, and we have the Carhu guys swinging by. They're showing spring of 2025. So we'll see that stuff, see the colorways.
Now, they probably haven't made it or anything. I mean, it's just...
They have samples.
They do?
Yeah, okay. They have like legit like sample shoes. No kidding. And stuff. Yeah, so what's crazy to me is, a year in advance, some colors can change and what people like, but you'll see a lot of the same colors from the same manufacturer or from different manufacturers too. It's like there's a color palette that they pick for the season. And like you used to see that with North Face and Patagonia, like they both start showing men's purple like out of nowhere. It's like,
is there a palette yet for pre-ordering shoes 12, 14, 16 months in advance at a consumer level?
No, not yet. They don't. We hold it pretty tight. So
the industry hasn't leaned into, we're going to take money for something that won't ship for a year. That's not a thing yet in shoes.
Oh, as far as ordering them? Mm-hmm. We order them as a distributor base or as a reseller, and then hope that the colors work and people like them. So just roll the dice. And then like pick into your sizes. And as we've been open longer, I can run reports and see what sizes people buy in those models. Like our faster shoes, I go smaller sizes because it's usually some younger track kids and stuff like that. And then like the wide shoes I order are usually bigger sizes because that's usually like a solution shoe and somebody wanting comfortable.
So, right.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty interesting looking at stuff for almost a year in advance. And then if you talk to somebody that designs these shoes,
yeah,
if they go into a store now, this stuff looks old. I mean, they're like 2 years ahead of schedule from what's currently in the showroom.
That's nuts. That's nuts. All right, F1, all three of us big fans. The race comes to America this week, to Miami. So you've got literally a practice session on May 3rd, the sprint qualifying on May 3rd, the sprint on May 4th, then qualifying. It's weird when they do these sprints, like where you do the sprint and then they go qualify. Right. And then the race, of course, is on Sunday.
Do you like the? I think the sprints are okay. The last one was really interesting.
I don't think that the drivers think much of it, but I like it. Yeah. You know, because it's an extra day of watching.
Yeah, and it's been like, like Piastri won one. I mean, it's been like a lot different winners in some of them too. So,
well, yeah, it's only what 19 laps. It doesn't take a lot of time, and you get some idea of maybe what the race weekend's going to look like by performance, right?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. It just adds to it for me, yeah.
I think the drivers just think it's just for TV ratings and, like, no real purpose, and like, there's already enough pomp and circumstance, and they just drag this whole thing out, and now we got 24 races. And I mean, I get it. But from a viewing point of view, yeah, I like it.
You get the F1 TV app yet?
No.
Dude, it for this weekend, it's really nice because then you could like have it on your TV and then you can do the in-car cameras.
Yeah.
And then they like have the full audio, like you can hear them talking.
Just back and forth.
Who do you hear? Yeah. Okay, but who, when you watch it through the F1 app, who are the announcers?
You can pick. They have their own team.
I can go to Sky News.
There's a button you can pick. You can pick.
I can pick Sky News. So like
you can listen to Martin Brunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crofty.
You can listen to
David Crofty. Yep.
Or you can listen to the F1 crew, which is like Will Buxton and...
Yeah, but I like Crofty and Brundle, and it was Rossi last weekend.
You can hear Jolyon Palmer and...
Yeah.
And then the F1 app, they do like a weekend warm-up. They'll do like an hour-long show.
Most of that stuff's available on their YouTube channel. Yeah.
Tech Talks, where the money's at.
Dude, those are cool. Tech Talk. They like explain like gas tanks, how they've... Sure. It's like, you'd love they make it. Really really cool.
I won't let you give us that one because you would love it.
Yeah, okay. You'd eat it up. It's pretty cool. I know we aren't getting paid. I mean, it's like very inexpensive for the whole year.
Oh,
it's way worth it.
$85
for the whole year.
Yeah. And then what's great, like China, you can just fire it up and they'll do like a 30-minute recap. And like
they also do that on their YouTube channel.
You know what they even did? It's very small.
And they also have this F1 network that's going to be available this week on Freevee, which if you have an Amazon account, you can access, where they're going to fill up like all the rebroadcast of all the races, but they're going to do classic races from throughout the years. And they're going to populate a new channel that's available ahead of Miami this weekend here in the U.S.
All right.
They will eventually have this folded into something. We won't have to buy the F1 app. It will be part of Netflix or something, whoever gobbles it up.
Yeah. But
one time there was a race that got canceled, and they sent me an email and goes, we have proportionately given you back like $4 because we didn't deliver the content. It wasn't even our fault, but symbolically,
what
it's
do
like,
they think?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no. I mean,
or they extended it another another month.
And then I think
that's a whole different
thing. but it was free.
Yeah, but that's assuming you're coming back next year for more.
Sure.
And I started it a couple of years ago whenever like they would have a race on ESPN. Or something like I didn't have access to that, but like I did the F1
that's what
app
I did.
Well,
and was able to get it.
Yeah, the only thing I'm at the saturation point of paying for things.
Yeah, it's
like getting... when it comes entertainment wise, and my frustration is only when you record like China, because you're not going to stay up in the middle of the night and watch it. And then there's a couple of safety cars, and the next thing you know, they're moving it over to their paid for channel,
and
you don't get to see the
end. Move with it.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's frustrating. Doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough that it's frustrating. But then I'm like paying like $360 for this experience, and then you start adding in all of the other apps and all of the other streaming services. And
I'm with you, but I'm telling you this is
$85 is worth it. It's not the $85. It's just more of do I need more of this?
Yep. I hear you. Yes, I totally agree. But I'm happy
all right.
With
I believe you guys. I mean, clearly you're fans and what you say. Now I did,
and they have a no spoiler mode.
Yeah.
So you open it up, weekend of the race, it will not show you a photo, anything that hints at
a headline. That's fine if you could no spoiler every other aspect of your life. Because I can't get up in the morning and open up Apple News or anything else when they're in China.
I know.
Just underneath
I
it
can't even open Instagram.
It has replays of 2002 and 2000. 2022 and 2023 underneath it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. Then Ferrari doing like a blue?
Yeah, they have they've added some blue to the color scheme for the weekend.
It's nice.
But I it's not red, white, and blue. Like I thought maybe it was because they were coming to America.
It's like HP blue.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with coming to Miami. No. Which is interesting to me. Because they just don't even know enough to even connect those things.
I don't think they care enough.
Well, but I'm just saying we're so centric. Everything is wrapped around a flag color, but their flag is a whole different color. Yeah. And they've been a little different on the color schemes, the last few years. Yeah. I hate the Ronald McDonald look.
The red and yellow?
Yes. Can't stand it. I hate it on Bubba Wallace. He is like literally a walking McDonald sign.
Pretty much.
In his suit.
He pretty much is.
Red with the big yellow M, and he works for Michael Jordan, and I love McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But Ferrari is a whole different thing than that, and I think the red and yellow just reminds me of that.
Yep,
I like the red and white. I like to go back to like the old Schumacher kind of look. By the way, with that Marlboro. New freebie thing, you'll be able to go back and watch Senna and Schumacher. Nice. Alain Prost and all of the greats from yesteryear. So who are you rooting for this weekend?
Fernando Alonso.
Me too.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Well, he's kind of
I've got a good feeling about him in Miami, and I don't know why. The Aston Martin has not looked, I mean, he's been in the mix, a little bit, but it doesn't look like it can compete with Ferrari or Red Bull. Certainly, McLaren is up and down, right? I mean, like some weekends you think, well, look at Lando. And then other weeks you go, I'm not so sure. Mercedes, I think they're just toast.
They're having a rough year. Talking about them, they've had pretty good.
I'm nothing but rooting for Carlos Sainz.
Yeah, right?
I mean, the way he got canned.
Yeah.
This is nothing against Lewis Hamilton. I mean, I understand why Fred was there. I mean, I understand why that all makes sense. You got the biggest icon, and I think that's the way I describe Lewis Hamilton today. He's not the best driver. He's not in the best car, but he's the biggest icon, since maybe Michael Schumacher, right?
And maybe
the biggest ever. He's in the argument for all that. But Carlos Sainz, to me, has been the more talented, or I don't know if talented is fair. He's been the more successful. He's the only one that... The only non-Red Bull driver that won a race last year. Yeah. And he's won a race this year. And then the appendectomy and the whole thing. And to be like with so many, there's like 11, is it 11 drivers that are out of contract at the end of this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, next year's going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts. And now we know Nico Hülkenberg is jumping, to Sauber. Yeah. So what does that mean for Bottas and Zhou Guan Yu? What does that mean for, I hope some of these young kids are coming up. I really do.
Yeah. The Lawson and the
Behrman.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oliver Behrman.
I feel like the...
And Teo Pourchaire. The last two F2 champions are sitting as reserve drivers.
Yeah. I feel like Sainz has something lined up to, like...
I just hope it's in a good car and not for the most money.
I almost feel like he didn't get booted out as much as like he...
No, he got booted.
You think so?
Nobody knew that. Do you think he knew that was coming? I don't mean before it was officially announced, but I mean when they were doing the deal.
My gut feeling says that it had to have been on his radar. It had to be in his mind. I mean, the connection to Fred, I would think so.
Then how in the world was the entire world shocked and thrown into like a roller coaster ride when it was announced if it was so known?
That's not what I said. I said I think it would have been in his head that it's in the range of possibilities.
I think he was.
You think he was blindsided?
I think he has always been underestimated and the number two guy there and really deserves probably to be a number one guy somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Not in Ferrari. He's the number two guy.
Okay, why?
The other guy's faster.
The other guy doesn't win as much.
one race.
Huh?
It was one race.
He's won one race this year. He won a race last year. When was the last time your guy won a race? A
couple years back.
Okay, so who's the better Ferrari driver the last 2 years?
Charles Leclerc. Look up in the standings. Carlos looking up.
Okay.
He is. I mean, the stats tell you.
That's pretty, that's debatable. Those two are pretty.
They're great. Yeah, I love both of them. I'm not going to dog either one.
Yeah. I'm not dogging either one either, but you always have to make the point that your guy's better than the guy who's won the
race. Make that point. It's just the standings.
Okay. I think this year it's.
And you wait till you think next year is going to be great because you love Lewis Hamilton and you love it. They're going to fight. I mean, you're going to be miserable because all it will be is one internal fight. Because they both whine more than anybody on the circuit.
That dynamic's going to be interesting. Lewis is going to be like.
Because he expects everything to be handed to him.
He's ready to go, man.
I get that.
He wants a fast car, and he's
7-time world champion.
Yeah.
So you wait. It's not going to be this fun thing you think it's going to be. You guys are going to be crashing into each other, you know, trying to chase down the leader in the last lap of the race, end up in the wall.
Yeah. We kind of know what this season's going to play out.
We know what Nico and Lewis were like.
Yeah.
This is the thing, this is my last thing on this. We only got 40 seconds. They should have never gotten rid of Bottas.
No. Nope.
He was a good number two for Lewis Hamilton.
Yep.
And Red Bull is about to do the exact same thing to Sergio Perez, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
It is hard to find a number that's happy and comfortable being a number two and supports the team and is still competitive and makes points and all that. Kyle, we got to go. We're desperately late. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.